Hello and welcome to the Calmpreneur podcast. I'm your host, Susanna Butcher, the founder of Calmpreneur.com, and I'm looking forward to bringing you a little more calm. I'll be talking to calmpreneurs who swapped busyness and hustle for contentment and calm, along with bringing you ways to reduce stress and anxiety so that you can live a healthier, happier, and of course, calmer life. Today, I'm talking to personal branding design whiz Liz Ellery about all things branding, visibility, and getting your personality across online. The importance of being vulnerable and being real, and how when you do this, you can actually start to attract your dream clients with ease, grace, and calmness. Hi there, welcome to anyone that's listening today. I'm really excited because I'm talking to Liz Ellery, who's a personal branding design whiz. I love that title. Yeah. We're going to be talking about how you can attract your dream clients with calmness and ease through personal branding. So welcome, Liz. I'd love to, for you to just kind of explain a little bit more about what you do and maybe how you first got into business as well, into the branding business.
Yeah, so I help female entrepreneurs that are looking for website design, photography, and they generally have service-based businesses. So I work with a lot of business, life coaches, clarity coaches, any kind of coach there is, Pilates teachers, authors, writers, that sort of people. And yes, generally people are a little bit struggling about what a personal brand even is, or where they need help with strategy and business and how to actually convert the people that are landing on their website. And sometimes they're struggling about their offers or like how to put that across actually on a website. So I do quite a lot of strategy as well as taking photographs and designing the websites.
Oh, that sounds amazing. Yeah, it sounds like a really kind of holistic approach to personal branding, because sometimes when people think about branding, they might just think, oh, it's the logo, it's the colours, but actually it encompasses so much more than that. So it'd be lovely to hear your take on, you know, what actually is personal branding for someone that hasn't kind of come across that term before, aren't really sure what it involves.
So marketing, it's like marketing yourself as your own business and entity. So when you know, I think of big brands, you think of like Nike or Virgin, and I just wanted to use Virgin as an example. So when you think of Virgin, you think of Richard Branson, or I do at least, and he's got such a great personal brand. You know, he's very adventurous, he's funny, he's a bit eccentric, he doesn't do things the normal way, and that's very much his personal brand, and that's the ethos as well of Virgin. So, you know, and when you think of Spanx, I don't know if, you know, a lot of women have and I really love the female founder of that, Sarah Blakely, and she's super fun and doesn't do things, you know, the corporate way, or she wants to have, you know, a giggle at work and make things light and easy. And I think she's, her own personal brand is very much reflected in Spanx. And when you're working for a company, you know, everybody's like worker bees, but within the company, you are your own personal brand. So if you're wanting to get a promotion or something like that, you know, people will remember you if you've got something, you know, you've got a certain personality or you're known for something. And I think when it comes to your own business, like if you're a coach, or for me, I'm a website designer, I very much try and get my personality across on my branding. Whether that's, you know, when I actually meet people, because I think when people think of personal branding, they're not quite sure what it is, and it encompasses so many things. It's basically who you are, how you represent yourself. So that could be on social media, from the stories that you tell, you know, and if you're authentic and being, you know, you and not trying to be somebody else, or, you know, what you think people want to see, your clients want to see, and you're actually showing up as yourself. It's also how you meet people. When you're at a networking event, it's, you know, your website. How I think a lot of people, when they do website design, you might have, for instance, wedding photographers, you know, all their wedding photography is, they want it to look the same, and it's all got this stylistic cream everywhere. But then if you're as a wedding photographer and you do something that's maybe a little bit quirky, and if you're just trying to be like everybody else in the pack, because that's what you think people want, then you're missing out on a whole clientele that are a bit quirky and similar like you. And if you actually got your personality into your branding and your website and made things a little bit more unusual, then you're going to attract those clients by being you. And I think a lot of people might be a bit afraid of being themselves, you know, so that's what I try and help people with as well, with their personal branding.
Yeah, and I guess it's about kind of knowing your ideal clients, like who you want to work with, your dream clients, and knowing like what they can expect from you as well. So it's like a two-way street, isn't it? I think you're right what you say, like some people when they go into business they just want to catch everybody because you know, when you first start out it's like, yeah, I just want to work with anyone, I don't mind who it is. But actually over time, once you kind of find your brand a little bit, you know, get to know yourself a little bit better, then it makes it a little bit easier as well.
So
I'd love to talk a little bit about the kind of that fear of visibility, because I think when people think about like doing their about page and injecting personality on their website, and even sometimes just having photos of themselves, it can be a bit like, oh yeah, but I don't want to really, you know, people are going to see me, like my friends might see it, you know. How do you kind of think that impacts on business when people are hiding maybe a little bit?
Oh, I totally understand that. I actually used to give a workshop at the British Library in London, and this question would come up every single time. You know, I don't really know if I want to be, you know, do I have to be visible? I'm quite quiet in my business because my business isn't about me. And I think, you know, and I'm an introvert, and I hear that a lot as well. And I know it might not seem it, but I'm, you know, an introvert and an extrovert. So I can, I think a lot of people are, you know, they like their own space and they can be on their own for quite a while. But anyway, but sorry, back to the question. So I think that what happens is people think that people aren't interested in them. You know, why would anybody be interested in me? And that's exactly, people want to buy from people. So if you have, you know, two people, say for instance, I'm going to use website designers as a example. So if there are two website designers and both do an amazing job, and you look on their Instagram and you look on their portfolio on their websites and you say, okay, I really like both of these website designers. But then one of those website designers who's shy, doesn't really talk about who they are, you know, that gives the client, doesn't really have much to go on of like who they're going to be hiring. And when you're hiring somebody to do a job for you that's, you know, not cheap and it's, you know, spending a bit of money, you want to know who that person is that's going to be delivering that service for you. If you've got the other website designer and they're talking about, you know, they're maybe being vulnerable and just saying, you know, I had a really bad day today, you know, nothing went right, blah, 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 you know, like, shit happens sort of thing.
Complete potty mouth here, it's fine.
Or then you're talking about something, a hobby of yours that you're interested in. For instance, I'm really enjoying drawing at the moment. It's something I used to do all the time when I was younger, and business gets in the way and you just don't do it anymore. And I've just set up a little drawing club with my university girlfriends that are all really creative, and once a week we then start talking about, one of us picks a subject and then that's what we draw, and it doesn't matter what the medium is or anything like that. So if I'm talking about something like that and there's another person out there that's thinking, okay, well, I don't do, you know, like I want to draw again, or you know, there's something that I've been meaning to do. And like, and if I'm putting, you know, I can just put a drawing up there, or I could put my face up there. You know, I've got my notes here and I do like a picture like this with my drawing. Yeah. You know, people are like, oh, I really like her, or I like her smile, or something like that. And also, you know, I don't know if anybody that is still afraid of this, if you do this on social or something, if you are doing posts, I bet you any money, if you have done it, that post of your face will have like three times as many likes us and any more engagement than anything else you post. And that's there's actually a photographer marketing expert that I regularly, you know, I sort of check in on as well. And she did an experiment where she did for a month, she posted a picture of herself every day, and she felt very, you know, very uncomfortable. You know, is everybody going to think I'm vain? Is this going to happen? And she did it, and her engagement and her followers, I think it was, they went from something like, say, she was getting quite a lot of followers at the time. Like every month she was getting 6,000 new followers. The month that she did a photograph of herself every day, she got 13,000 followers extra, you know, that month. So it's really important. And I know that it's really scary. And also, if you're talking about something that's very different to what your friends and your colleagues know about you, because I know that's a real worry as well, that a lot of my attendees in my workshops have spoken about, you know, yes, it's uncomfortable, but what are you doing if you're not doing it? You know, are you, do you want to, do you feel safer that you're not letting your soul and your passion out because somebody might say something, one of your friends might say something? You know, you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't. If you do, then yeah, they might say something, but three more people might start following you and resonate with what you say. And I know that I, when I started talking about all of my spirituality and stuff in more in my posts, and you know, my friends call it woo-woo stuff. so do my family. And you know, I said to them all, I said, when I'm starting this business, I'm going to be starting to talk about spiritual stuff and manifesting and things that you guys all think is probably very funny. You know, don't comment on my pictures. You know, don't, you know, if you think it's funny and you want to take the mickey and stuff, just don't, because this is my business. And I actually did fall out with a friend, but then we became stronger friends once we sort of spoke out and stuff. And I think if there are like two or three people that you're worried about seeing this new you, you know, if you really don't want them to see, if you're on Facebook, you know, you can exclude people. And that's the honest truth. You know, it is scary, and that's what I would recommend you doing.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. I feel really bad doing it, but it's really difficult when you want your page to reach certain people and then like all your family are commenting on your post, which is like really lovely, but at the same time that just means that even more of my family and friends will see my post. It's not quite the right audience.
No, and the thing is, they need to understand that as well, you know. I get comments from an elderly relative that will make comments about things, and I'm you know, and it makes me a bit conscious.
Yeah,
you know, writing this now, I'm thinking, right, well, I don't know if I'll be promoting this one, or if I do, I might exclude them from this place. And that's how it is. That's how it is. And, you know, until, you know, some people totally let their flag fly and they're really comfortable doing that, but some people aren't, and that's okay.
Yeah, yes, I think it's definitely what you said, you know, it's working out, you're going to feel uncomfortable either way, so it's better to kind of just do it and get it out there and like feel really about it, but it does get easier, doesn't it, with practice?
Yeah, that's what I found totally anyway. Does. Yeah. I'm like talking about everything now, you know.
Yeah, same. Definitely. So once you get everything sort of right in respect of, you know, you're a bit more vulnerable, you're sharing more, you know, you've got your personal branding. How does that kind of help you to attract your dream clients?
Well, like I was saying with the two people, you know, you're having people look at you and they're like, which one do I go with? Oh, I'm going to go with her because I'm attracted to her because she's talking about something that I'm interested in.
Yeah.
And when it's talking about dream clients and stuff, it's not just about, okay, I want to attract this sort of woman or this sort of man, like, to follow me. You know, to attract that sort of person, you need to be, you know, you basically want to attract people that you like and that like you and are interested in similar things. So it is when you start talking about things that your ideal client are interested in that you're also interested in. So if I am talking about spirituality, or if I am talking about, you know, quite vulnerable things that maybe my ideal client is interested in, that's how you attract your ideal clients. And I had a client that was a psychologist, and she was raised on a hippie commune as, you know, a child, and then she sort of really went very academic, so she sort of left those her roots behind, And she was like a doctor on Harley Street. Then she went to work in the city, working with lots of like bankers and people like that. And then she sort of came back to her roots and she got more into her spirituality. But she'd spent, you know, 10, 15 years being academic, and thinking that anybody, she starts talking about spirituality and crystals and things like that. You know, the academic side of her is thinking, well, people won't take me seriously if I start talking about that sort of thing. And she's actually a conscious parenting coach as well as, oh, my necklace seems to have come off. And she's worried that those people, will not take it seriously. So when we were talking and we were having our initial conversations on Zoom chats, and I was saying, okay, who is your ideal client and blah, 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 blah. And going through all of these sort of trying to get everything out of her. And then we sort of wrapped up the strategy side of the call and we were just chatting as friends. Because I generally do get on really well with my clients, we've become friends. And she was saying, I'm really into singing, and that's what I sort of sometimes introduce into, or music into my my work, and get people to sort of loosen up. And I really, you know, and then she started talking about her spirituality, and it was like, really, some of it was really out there. And I was like, this is amazing, you know, why aren't we talking about this? And she was like, oh, no, I don't want to. I'm like, well, are your clients quite spiritual? Are they quite into things like crystals or, you know, manifesting and stuff like that? And she was like, well, yeah. And I'm like, well, why aren't you talking about it? And she's like, oh, maybe we could do. So then, you know, we did her photo shoot and we included, we did some shots of her with a guitar. And we had, you know, shots, she looked very professional and really easy and serene. But then there were like shots of her with some big crystals in the background that she owned and things like that. Aww. So it doesn't have to be totally, you know, like completely out there. She doesn't have to have like feathers in her hair and stuff like that. But I think, you know, if you are more you, you do attract your clients because there's something that they see. And it's, I don't know if you know, you know, I'm sure, well, I know you will know Elizabeth Gilbert, but that don't like Eat, Pray, Love and the film and the book and Big Magic. I went to a workshop that she gave and she spoke about this, her dog walking down the street and and the dog was, you know, barking at one dog across the street, you know, no rhyme or reason. And then there was another dog. And was really like happy and like smiling and really happy to meet it. And I think when you're at a networking event, you sometimes feel attracted to somebody and you walk over to that person. And when it is in person, real life, which, you know, none of us actually know what that feels like at the moment in lockdown and coronavirus times. Yeah. But when you are online, you don't really have that. You know, you sometimes do get a feel. But you get that feel from somebody's website or branding or social or their videos from you getting your personality across online. You know, it can't be like a real life moment, but you know, you've got to create that and capture that by getting who you are online.
Yeah, definitely. I guess video can really help with that as well, kind of sharing little Facebook Lives or just videos of, you know, what you're doing, kind of day in the life of, that can just really help people get to know you a little bit better as well. It's really interesting what you're saying about your clients. And I was just thinking, I wonder if some of that was because she had been so academic, whether there's a kind of fear of judgment amongst your peers, maybe, and people that you've grown up with, studied with, maybe been in business with at the beginning. So she was thinking more about them maybe than her actual clients and customers. So that's amazing that you were able to kind of turn that around for her a little bit.
I've had another client as well, and we, you know, finished the call, the strategy side of things, and then she was sort of talking about how her and her family are in this big band and, you know, and they do it every week. And I was like, okay, well, why aren't we doing that in your photos? Oh, okay. So then, like, we did all those photos at the end, and we got the family involved, and it was really nice.
That's something that I'd love to do actually, because I've got quite a lot of kind of pictures of me, but I'd love to have more of my like my life really, like being out and my dog and my kids. You know, that'll be
That's what your ideal clients are going to connect with on your social. you know. And I was thinking about this yesterday, actually. I was following Rosie. Oh, she's a mum and she's really funny. I don't want to just label her as a mum, but she's married to Chris Ramsey, who's a comedian, and they do this podcast that's called Shagged, Married, Annoyed.
Oh, do they? Oh, I love Chris Ramsey.
And his wife's really funny, and her Instagram following, she's got like 500,000 followers. And I was looking at it and I was thinking, you know, that could be any one of my friends, especially a friend that I do have, and she's hilarious. And it's just, all she's posting is just really like a day in the life of, you know, like a mum, you know, like the sort of the funny things that happen, that it's just like you're watching a funny friend. And like, and it is that she's just getting her personality across and who she is. And I think sometimes people can be very strict and like what they think they want their client wants to see, and not them seeing, you know, Elizabeth Day's got a podcast, How to Fail. You know, people want to see the real you, and I think some people can be really stilted. So I get people giving me like photo shoot stuff, you know, and they're like, oh, I really want it to be like this boho thing, and this is like on Pinterest, this is my inspiration board. And they're like, okay, but you wear really bright structured clothes, you know, I've seen all your pictures, you know.
Yeah.
This sort of version of like boho white sort of ethereal.
Yeah.
It's not really you, is it? And they're like, no, but I, you know, I really like that. I'm like, yeah, it's appropriate.
And I think it's when you do have that, it's like you were saying, it's like that click, isn't it? And when you're talking to people, like really talking to them, rather than thinking about sales speak or what you should say and what's professional, when you talk to people in that really relatable way, it's just they get that instant, yes, that's my person, like that's the person I want to work with. So it's really important. So when people are kind of maybe thinking about branding and getting into this kind of branding process, maybe someone that wants to work with you, how do you kind of make that process as calm and easy as possible for people, so it's not like all like stressful, like, oh no, I've got loads of new photos I need to get done, I've got to update my website, I need to do all this. How do you kind of structure that process to help people?
Well, I think one of the things that is quite unique to me, I don't know really many photographers that are website designers as well, and I know that, just want to quickly veer off, like I studied fashion design at university. So I went to work for a fashion designer, a very small fashion company, and I worked there for 10 years. And you know how it is, you go into one thing and you think that's what you're going to be doing. And I did do fashion design for those 10 years, but it was a very small company. I also designed the website. I also sent out the email marketing emails twice a week and designed those, graphic design. I also designed the textile prints. I did like everything. So, you know, I think sometimes in our life, you know, like I always thought, oh, all my friends are taking off in their careers, you know, they're all being you know, when you're in fashion, you sort of like really niche and you end up like, I just design dresses in woven fabric. You know, that's how sort of tight it can get. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm doing a bit of everything. It's like, you know, I'm not really gonna get this salary that everybody else is, because I'm not, you know, I can't really go into that job as a senior designer because I'm doing a bit of everything. Whereas like, and I was working for the woman was like the name of the brand, the CEO, and it was very much her personality. And I think that was my first instance into personal branding, and how she was very loud, vivacious and sexy, and the clothes were like that too, and that's what the tone of the voice of the branding and everything was. So I sort of was able to do everything. So then when I work with a client, you know, people might think, well, I'm going to specialize with somebody that's really good at photographs or really good at this. And I think for me, it's like a holistic thing. I'm really passionate. Like in my old job, you know, I loved my boss. I loved the brand. And I really am passionate about like making friends. Like that's one of the things all my clients and friends say. They're like, you know, it is like working with a friend. So I want to know like what it is that you're doing, who it is you're trying to help. So then I can try and get the like essence of you, pull that out, make sure it's in your photographs. And you know, we have like a lovely chat on the phone, and I'm like getting, like I was telling you about with two clients already, you know, getting out their personality into their photographs. And I get them to do like a Pinterest board. So, you know, especially if you're not working with me or you're working with, you're wanting to get your photographs done, whether that's by a friend that's good at photography or a designer, I would always recommend doing a Pinterest board. Make sure it is you, it's not somebody else or what you want it to be. Create that Pinterest board. And then when you're doing that, you know, pin in your Pinterest board, you like your dream vision of like, type into Pinterest, like website design. Start pinning those up there and look at around your house, you know, what's your interior look like? You know, do you have like a really bright green feature wall, or do you have like little ornaments that are all pink or something? You've got a theme, you know, in your wardrobe, have a look. And is there like a sort of color theme? Not if it's black, you know, I have lots of black, but that's fine. If you have like a color you gravitate towards, you know, start pinning all of that in your Pinterest board. That's what I get my clients to do. And then I get them to write their copy and sort of help them with what's going to be on the website. So it's like thinking about how you're going to structure your Work With Me page, and you know, just get quite granular. And we have strategy sessions and calls so that it's not an overwhelming process for them. It's really fun, and just knowing that they can then leave it in my safe hands and just be like, okay, there's my copy, and just go. And it's, you know, it just comes back exactly, you know, what their wildest dreams could have been. That's what it is. And I just love it. It's so much fun. And it's like my favorite time is when I'm on my client calls, is, you know, I love the designing, but it is just like, I had one yesterday and we just sort of totally veered off and started talking about, you know, life and what, you know, all, you know, the things that we were going through at the moment, and very personal, honest conversations. And I think when you have your own business, you can just make it whatever you want it to be. And I just wanted it to be as well about connection, just like really like making new friends and people that really inspire me. If you've got like an ethos that you really like, okay, I really want to help people, but also I feel a little bit selfish with it. I'm like, I really want to meet some inspiring women. Oh, I told you that light. I've got a light here, guys. Actually, I have another product called Backdrop Beautiful, where I help people. This is actually a bit off center, but I help people that are doing videos how to get the good angles and stuff in their lighting. And when I was recording this little mini course of a digital product I created, my little light that I use got so much wear and tear that it's just completely broken now. Oh. But that's what that was, Kai.
You recovered well, that's fine. So when you are...
Ride it out.
Yeah, that's right. When you are working with people, how long, what do you like have certain packages that people can choose from then, or do you do like one-offs, or does it tend to be more like a few different sessions? Because obviously, I guess if someone wants everything, then it would take longer.
Yeah, so generally my preferred way of working with somebody is to do everything. I like to be involved, and I think it's a smoother transition. It's also like easier for you, you know, because if you know, but some people aren't at that stage. So I do have like an all-in-one package, and it's called the all-in-one package. And I have, you can just do photographs with me, which is just a photo shoot, it's a photo shoot day. We have like strategy calls about that. And you get 200 plus images. And I also give you help with, you know, how to, you know, use them across your social and, you know, help with things, you know. Part of the strategy of like social photo shoot calls is about, you know, what are you selling at the moment? So if you know we're going to have this photo shoot, but in like 5 months or 4 months you're planning on doing a digital course, so you might want some pictures of you at your laptop or like with a nice little background that you can put, because when you're doing an online course you want like a little pack shot, which is where you have a monitor, a computer screen, and you like input your image onto the computer screen when you're giving a live training or something like that. Or like maybe you're doing a Facebook ad and you want some pictures of you.
Oh, like, yeah, I've got some like that.
Yeah, you know, something like that. So, you know, we do that. So that's like the photo shoot option that I have. And also I do a one-page website. So if that's for people that are maybe just beginning, that need, you know, help with branding and what that looks like. And I work in Squarespace, so I design that, build it, and it sort of gives you a little taster of what you, well, everything that you do, and calls to actions and things like that. So they're like the main ones. And also I have like a consultation call where I can do a, like a website audit and help you with your branding, you know, if you're a bit stuck.
Oh, that's really good. Yeah, because I think some people have kind of got elements of personal branding, but maybe it's not particularly cohesive. So that might be really good for someone that's got, like me, I'm just thinking of myself, that's got different elements that are right and that I love, but I know that it could be a lot more like cohesive.
Well, and that's the thing, you know, I always say this saying, my friends are probably sick of it, but the cobbler's children have no shoes. And I love that saying, because as a website designer, I didn't like my website for 18 months. Mm-hmm. And it stopped me doing things. It stopped me going online. You know, I didn't feel proud, and I didn't really like it when people go into my website. It was converting, mm-hmm. and people thought it was great, but I didn't feel like me. You know, and because I think when I did it, I'd also changed a lot over 18 months as well.
Yeah.
So I've like redone it now, and I just absolutely love it. And it's so me, and I feel much more confident showing up. And I think that's as well with personal branding, is that you sometimes you don't feel quite right. And I had a business friend of mine who's really successful, and she said when she was starting her business, she was seeing all these experts, but she didn't feel worthy enough, or that she was, you know, like good enough to have that, or that she could ever even have it. So now she, I think she really stepped into that and was like, owned it and was like, no, I do deserve that. And once she got it, she just, you know, just took
it. Oh, that's so good. Yeah, your website is fab. I had a little stalk before our
Thank
call.
You.
It's like, it's so good. So where can people find you if they want to kind of learn more, a bit more about you? What's your website URL?
It's ElizabethEllery.com. I don't know why I was like at. I was getting all the Instagram stuff there. So it's at ElizabethEllery.com, and you can find me at Instagram at Elizabeth_Ellery. And I think it's Liz Ellery on Facebook is my personal, and my business is Elizabeth Ellery, the page there where I put posts of tips and tricks and stuff as well.
Oh, thanks, Liz. That's been so helpful. And before we kind of wrap up, I'd love to just know if you've got any, if like someone wants to kind of learn more about branding, or is there a particular book that you'd like to recommend that they might read?
Yeah, there's Purple Cow by Seth Godin, who's considered like the godfather of like marketing and branding and things. So, and he's really great. And also, you know, I was thinking about what books or like what inspired me. And I think for me, it's like autobiographies. You know, we're talking about personal branding. I think I've read, Diane von Furstenberg has got a great book, and she's a fashion designer, and her, you know, like her story is incredible of how she was, her mum survived the Holocaust and was just this really strong woman that instilled a lot of that into Diane. And Diane like married a prince, a European prince, and then moved to America and like had this American dream. And she created the wrap dress, essentially. And she's just this powerhouse of a woman. She's so inspiring. So like her book is just like what a personal brand is, and how she's super sexy and she's got that through in her prints and her clothes. And I just recently read Jessica Simpson's autobiography, which was amazing. And she's got like, I think she's the first celebrity to get like a $1 billion fashion business from her endorsement of it and her clothing collection. And she's super successful. And I think maybe we don't hear of her in music anymore, but like her personal branding story and everything, and who she was and who she is like really incredible. So I think look to people that inspire you, that you follow, you know, not even about a book, but who do you follow and why do you follow them? And I can bet you it's because you like their personality.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, definitely. I relate so much to vulnerability and, you know, along those lines, like following Brené Brown, Liz Gilbert is another one. And Glennon Doyle as well, just been reading her book, amazing. So yeah, you're right, it's about kind of getting inspiration from those stories. And I think all of those women are so strong, yet vulnerable, and yet just completely open about their story and their life. And that just helps you to relate to them, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Liz. It's been so lovely talking to you. And I'm sure that people will be along to check out your website and learn a bit more about personal branding and their business.
Yeah, well, it's been really nice chatting with you too. Very calm. Nice.
Oh, that's good.
Very calm, apart from my light breaking halfway through, but you know.
You did good. Okay, thanks, Liz.
All right, thank you.
Bye. So before I share my thoughts on this episode, I just wanted to tell you about the Calmpreneur Members Club. If you're looking for a calmer kind of online community, then this is for you. With weekly EFT tapping videos, meditation, visualization, mindset tips, along with making friends with a community of amazing business owners who are all looking to improve their work-life balance and embrace more calmness in their life, you'll feel inspired and supported. Head to my.calmpreneur.com to find out more. So back to Liz and this interview. I really enjoyed talking about being visible, in particular, as I know that so many people I talk to have this massive fear about judgment. But I think the message is really just feel the fear and do it anyway. The benefits far outweigh the perceived risks, and the world like needs to see your light. You need to be out there shining and showing what you do. You can catch all the show notes, including those amazing books that Liz recommended, on the website at calmpreneur.com/TCP19. Thanks for listening.